Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We talk a lot of football.
Yep.
On this program. We talk.
That we do.
About every single Commanders game for weeks.
Like, profusely.
Yeah. It has been almost a calendar year since we've gotten to do a credit pie. Since we've gotten to do who deserves credit for a win. They lost eight straight to end the year and then lost the opener.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is going to be here, B, but it's going to feel good to do a credit pie.
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to start? You want me to start? The boys in the aquarium?
Maybe we'll let credit pie. 100%. No, I'm going to go credit pie. I'm going to go 25% Adam Peters for having my man O'Siren on the radar. I'm going to give some credit to my man Izzo, because I'm giving credit to the damn kick return. He's been working on this thing. I'm giving credit to the seven field goals. And that's the coach there, so you got to give the coach some credit. And then I'm giving the rest of it to the damn kicker. He made every one of them. Well, no, Tress gets some credit, and also Tyler Ott. So let's just say they get the rest of the credit mixed up with the kicker, all that little the operation.
The operation.
Yeah.
So
they get about, 65%.
Between the three of them, 65?
65, 10 for Izzo, and 25 for Adam.
Okay. Adam Peters, 25%. Larry Izzo, 10%. 65 to Tress, Ott, and Seibert.
Yeah.
All right. That's a lot.
Hey, man.
When it happens, it happens. It does. You're right. They all deserve a ton of credit. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the phones. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Credit pie now. Phone lines are open. B. Mitch, credit pie. Commanders, 21-18 win. I mean, how hard is it to kick seven field goals?
And we've been seeing how it is to kick one. And this kid came, and at the end of the game, he was so calm, man.
Just so humble.
I said, humble and gracious. I asked a question about golf. So when you get into a routine in golf, what's the first thing you start thinking? How good you can be, or, damn, I don't want to make no mistake. So I asked him, did he get like that in kicking a field goal? I said, after you get to like the fourth, fifth one, he said, nah, I have an operation. I go through my operation, I go out there, and I just do my kicking. When he was kicking at a tree at home. So he's trying to hit the tree. If you can hit the tree, you can hit the middle of that damn a goalpost.
The tree thing was a very interesting. I wasn't expecting the tree thing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take your calls. 800-636-1067. Credit pies. I'm going through mine right now, trying to kind of work my way through who deserves the credit. I'm getting a whole bunch of tweets about this. T. Quinn says 50% to the kicker, 30% to B-Rob, 20% to Jaden. B-Rob was a beast. I thought Eckler was really good. Yep. I thought Ertz was really good. I think this
I could have given some credit to St. Juice for that damn punch out.
Bro, I have him on my list.
That turnover made the difference.
I'm trying to do the math here because, that's not exactly a strong suit.
Want me to add it up for you?
No, that's 50. That's 80. That's 90. All right, I think I'm right. You ready?
Go ahead.
33% of the credit has to go to the kicker.
Okay.
Seibert. He made every kick.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to make every kick when you kick it three times. He made every kick, and he kicked it seven times.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. And then, to your point, and I wonder if we wouldn't need to credit these guys so much. But we saw last year with Cheeseman.
The operation was not good.
Dude, and the hold was perfect. The snap was perfect. I'm giving, so 50% of my credit is going to the kicking operation.
Yeah.
Of that, I'm giving 33% of it, so two-thirds of it, to the kicker, and the other third to the snapper and the holder.
Okay.
So now I'm at 50 chips, I think. I really think Jaden deserves a ton of credit, and I think there is a recurring thing that nobody's talking about. Dude does not turn the ball over.
Yeah.
In a close, in an incredibly close game like that, you said it talking to Theismann, that the one turnover might have been the difference in the game.
Totally.
And for a rookie quarterback that has the ball, I mean, he threw the ball 29 times yesterday, ran another 10, got walloped a couple times. And we're all going to talk about the hit he took that knocked the wind out of him. He was getting smoked in the pocket, which is one thing I've always pointed out in these conversations that I feel like is a little unfair towards running quarterbacks. Some of the biggest hits happen in the pocket, too.
All the time.
He got crushed repeatedly, did not turn it over. I thought second half Jaden is who the whole city is waiting to see, and that person expanding.
Yep.
I thought Jaden was really good. I thought Robinson was excellent. There was a number of times where he looked down and just continued to muscle his way out. I've got Jaden and B-Rob for 15. I thought Eckler was fantastic. I've got Eckler for 10. Then I've got Zach Ertz for 5, Benjamin St. Juice for another 5.
Right.
BSJ had the forced fumble, which was a vital play. I also think that he really slowed things down with Neighbors once he got onto his, like once they benched Mike Davis and had BSJ move around with him, mm-hmm. I think that changed a lot. I think you could probably maybe move Robinson up. Maybe even Jaden, frankly. You could if you wanted to give this 100% to the kicker. Like, he was so good.
Yes, he was.
Phone lines are lit up. We're going to get some folks going. I think Jupe is the man to kick things off. Jupe, it's been a very long time since I've asked you for a credit pie, sir. But today is that day. What do you got?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But first, it's been a long time coming. We got to do the victory ritual. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo!
All right, my credit pie. I'm giving 30% to B-Rob, Eckler, and Ertz. You guys asked me who was most confident in. I said B-Rob and Eckler. It looked like those guys is Jaden's security blanket right now, and they're going to be feeding off of each other. My other 30% goes to JD and Cliff. Because that screenplay where he rolled to the right and threw it back to Eckler was beautiful. It was a nice play. Now, I'm going to give 30% to the kicker, of course. He made 7 of 7. And then the last 10%, I'm going to show some love to the O-line. I'm going to give him 10%.
I would love to show love to the O-line, except for the repeated false starts inside the 10-yard line. That kind of negated it for me.
I got you. Yeah, I feel you on that standpoint. But, I mean, they pulled through when the time was needed. And if you look at this offense through these two games, with the way we're moving the ball up and down, and granted it's only one game with this kicker, it's automatic we're going to put points on the board, especially we get within that 40-yard line. I'm not sure what the guy's distance range is, but it's looking real good for us. Jaden is B-Mitch member last year, and you're talking about Sam. So far, Jaden is stacking up games of good play, mm-hmm. and I'm hoping he's going to continue with that. That rib shot probably had his mind going, you know what, let me pass the ball a little bit more because that hurt. So, and my one negative I do got to say is I understand we're in a rebuild, so I can take that we're getting beat because of lack of talent. But yesterday, the Giants were just spamming the curl plays, and it's like, where was the defensive adjustment on that? Outside of that, I'm hoping this thing keeps growing and improving. I mean, I'm excited for next Monday, fellas. That's all I got for y'all.
All right, brother.
Thanks, Jupe. Great call, buddy. All right, phone lines are lit up. Plenty of stuff we need to do. You're going to hear from Dan Quinn. Obviously, we do have to examine some of these defensive struggles. But right now, we're doing credit pie, baby. Been a long time. We're going to get Jeffrey. We're going to get Landfill. We're going to let everybody on the phones chime in. Nobody go anywhere.